I'm just a sprungly goblin boy who likes chaos.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Dungeons and Degrees. My name's Adrian.
And I'm Alex.
And today we have a special guest. Special guests, introduce yourself.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I couldn't think of a better intro. I'm Zach. I do TTRPGs and be a goof online. I'm part of Half-Blood Happy Hour. I think I'm, what, the third person from the show on here?
Magnus Noah.
That's right.
I definitely did
my research. I was going to say, if you want to count Sabrina, then I'm like the third and a half. I don't know how we count guest stars on other podcasts.
Sabrina just joined in this timeline, has just put an episode out as a guest. Is that right? No. Sabrina's not out.
I really hope so. Or else that's going to be a spoil.
It's okay. This won't be for later.
It's fine. I think it's released by now. I don't want to open up another web browser to check, but it's probably fine. Yeah. What did I say? Half-Blood Happy Hour. And I host a different podcast with two friends called the GOP. And it's not what you think. It's the Gross Observations Podcast. We did that intentionally. We were really hoping to maybe just pull in like a confused conservative base, and then they would like comment and give us more traction and reviews and be like, this is not what I thought it was. It hasn't happened yet, but fingers crossed.
No, I'm so sad it hasn't happened yet, because I want it to happen now.
I know. Thing is, our second episode was even like political, kind of. Like, well, no, it was we talked about a book called Penetrated by the President's Twitter Feed, written by MJ Edwards, masterful author. Yeah, and it got political, not in the way that a GOP fan would like, but in a way that a gross OP fan would like. I don't know.
Yes. Due to the nature of Zach, we'll probably circle back to that for sure.
Yeah, it's all good.
But I kind of wanted to talk about how we got into starting with TTRPGs, joining the group, playing on Half-Blood Happy Hour, and then...
Give him one question. Give him one question to answer.
I'm just giving an outline to what I was aiming for at the beginning, so that later they're like, they didn't talk about any of that.
No, don't tell them what we want to talk about.
I just want to show that sometimes we're a D&D podcast, okay?
Adrian, you have to pick something. If this is a buffet, think of just... We need one plate to start. We can't take the whole thing back with us.
That's, you're not trying hard enough. Anyways.
You know what? I won't lie. I desperately
want to go to a buffet.
I'm a double plate person at the CC's Pizza. You're a double plate. Nice. I'm a double plate person at CC's. I refuse. One plate is literally just like the cheesy breadsticks. And then the other plate is just like... the Alfredo pizza. So it's the same thing. And the best part is that I still get the marinara sauce on the side. So, like, the cheesy breadsticks go in the marinara. So I might as well just be eating fucking pizza. And then the Alfredo pizza is just cheesy breadsticks, but with Alfredo sauce. So.
It's that, but with a handle.
It's all the base ingredients just kind of shuffled. There, it's all just there.
Yeah, there's no variation in my CC's intake.
Shit, I gotta step my game
up. Dude, I used to be...
All right, fine. Give me two plates, then. Give me a compound plate.
Eat a salad first. You gotta put some greens in you.
What the fuck is wrong with you? No!
Yes.
You fucking kidding me?
That was young, because I was following my mom. Leave me alone.
Okay, I'm sorry, does your mom still dictate your meals?
Fuck now that it's salad, just Adrian. The plates. Now it's just the plates of food. That was old me. I can change my own diapers.
Oh no. I hate it here.
Damn. Yeah, that was okay, so could we got what, 6.5
yeah,
minutes?
Is
that
enough? Can we grab like 5 and a half?
Damn. Brutal. Yeah, all right. So, like,
you guys interrupted my fucking spiel.
How did you get into TTRPGs?
I don't give a fuck.
That's a great question. Thank you. Yeah, no, it was... Oh, did you... Adrian, did you fucking mute yourself?
Yeah, I coughed on accident. It was, and then muted...
Oh, I thought you were just like, I'm done.
I'm muted myself, and then I accidentally coughed, but in coughing, I fucking unmuted myself and coughed into the mic.
Right. Anyways, yeah, no, TTRPGs. I was like vaguely aware of them sort of all through high school in the first part of college. And then I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but this thing called a pandemic hit, and it was kind of a big deal. And I remember I was losing my mind cooped up at home my junior year of college, because so much fun, lockdown, loved that. And then I went back to campus second half of my junior year, and Marquette was like, hey, yeah, you can live here, but you can't leave your like dwelling. You have to stay in your own place at all times. So I was like, cool, one bedroom apartment all to myself, no parents anywhere, no one, great. And then I quickly realized the mental health is tough, you know. So then, as I was falling down a very fun sort of depression rabbit hole spiral, that you know, it happens. Yep. Then I discovered Dropout and Dimension 20, and I watched like all of it within 3 weeks to a month. Oh, my grades definitely suffered. There were so many nights where I would just sit next to my window overlooking the street watching Unsleeping City, and I would just have my little weed pen, and I would watch, and I would get very high, and then I would very, very slowly get up and make myself some pierogies, and it was fantastic. Honestly, really changed the whole mental health outlook. But yeah, and then once things loosened up a little more, I ended up, I had a few friends, I had four friends who all shared an apartment on the other end of campus. I was like, guys, I'm really into D&D now. And they were like, cool, we don't really care, we're not. And I went, well, you are now, because I'm running a game for you. And they went, fine, I guess we'll try it. Damn, I tried to put on my best Brennan Lee Mulligan persona and run an Unsleeping City-esque campaign based on Milwaukee for them that lasted 3 sessions, and then we never played again. But it was enough. It was enough to keep me hooked, for sure. And now I just have a bunch of lightly used DM equipment just in my room that I haven't really had the chance to use since, because I haven't played in person since after that experience. But yeah, that was mainly my introduction to TTRPGs. Oh wait, actually, no, wait, there was one more. A different TTRPG. It's called Mouse Ritter. And it's a little, you play as mice and you have to fight like cats and spiders and snakes and stuff. And I randomly bought 1,000 games on itch.io like half a year before. And I picked one of them at random, and it was Mouse Ritter. And I was in Montana with a couple of friends, and they were like, cool, we'll play it if you design everything. So I had to make a whole world and stuff in like an hour. And we played exactly one session, then we never played again. And that one was good too. But yeah, so I don't know, D&D and mice. That's how I do TTRPGs.
Yeah, so fuck playing anything. Let's go straight to Dungeon Master.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Someone had to be, you know? And I was more than happy to take up the mantle, and then I found out it's a lot of work.
It seems, but also, like, they made hey, if you design everything, you're like, yeah, anything to fucking play, man. And then they kept saying,
which...
my buy-in to all this is just, I'll humor you, and that's it. That was, like, the baseline.
Oh, for sure. These two friends in Montana absolutely are self-proclaimed shitheads, where they also came into it with the energy of, like, I have one goal in this game, and it's to break you and everything you designed. That's like, okay, cool. What, they were mice. One of them had like a staff and it had a diamond. They were like, well, can I hypnotize people with it? And me, being a new DM, went, I don't see why not. And then the session never got back on track. I think they hypnotized someone to swim into a pond to grab something for him. Then he died. Then they met his brother who ran a tavern. And then they hypnotized the tavern owner into selling half of his shares worth of the tavern to buy that. And then they killed him because he found out that they killed his brother. They were supposed to go fight pirate rats. They never did. They never left the city. It's fine.
Would you ever try to go back to Mouse Ritter?
It's funny you mentioned, because I absolutely have thrown that in the Discord that we're all in that has a bunch of people who play TTRPGs. I think I threw that in a couple weeks ago. It's just a very like tepid one-off, like, would anyone be interested? And I literally have been searching furiously through my room for the one random scrap paper that has the original world I designed in it. And I would love to revisit it now that I have a little more experience and people who maybe would give it just like half a second of thought before trying to fuck me. So,
I mean, the half of second being like, yeah, I'll play with you. And then immediately trying to fuck you. Like, immediate.
Yeah, for sure. I just feel like it would be more good natured now. Right. The original ones had an edge to it.
Yeah, they were like, we're going to fuck with him. So I'm going to say yes. Not yes. But then I'm going to fuck with you, you know? The way of the train of thought kind of came about, you know? It matters.
Exactly, yeah. The cause and effect is huge. But yeah, long story short, I love being a player now, honestly. I think that's where I prefer to shine.
Speaking of player, wow, what a segue.
thank you. I was hoping you would pick up on it. Leaving breadcrumbs for Adrian to follow. Conversations are a journey. Sometimes you have to Hansel and Gretel. Yeah, yeah.
You're on Half Blood Happy Hour. We've had an interview with Noah. We've had an interview with Magnus. Yes. And I kind of want to talk about how you became part of this TTRPG podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as any avid listeners of this show, I assume would know, Adrian.
Me, I listen.
You are a part of Coming Together Naturally. Yes. And you DM that, and that is your deal. Yeah, so originally, you know, I don't know if this has been explained before on this podcast, but like, yeah, that came about as a whole Discord, and there was a whole audition process with our friend Sabrina, and we all tried to be on the podcast. And then I remember the evening that it was announced that Sabrina was announcing who was on that show, I had definitely had a few drinks, and I know that Noah had had a couple drinks, and literally Noah messaged me and Gabby and was like, hey, if we're not on this show, how do you feel about going rogue and doing a little show of our own? And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, let's go. Also, come on, Percy Jackson themed D&D? How could I say no? I remember when I was, I don't know, in like fifth grade or whatever, it's maybe like seventh grade, whatever. When I was a tween, I remember going like the day of release to the bookstore and riding the biggest high of my life, holding The Last Olympian in my hand and rocking out and then reading the whole thing that night. And life has just been downhill ever since. So, yeah, it's been honestly a dream to play on this podcast and live in a similar yet legally distinct world. Want to be very clear. It's Percy Jackson inspired. But yeah, it's been fantastic. And Noah works so hard on all of the homebrew and the storyline. Not that we don't fuck that up a lot, but they put so much work into it and they are amazing. And honestly, I kind of regret, not to throw another Hansel and Gretel breadcrumb your way, but my character, I regret a couple things about them, if you would like to ask about
this feels it. Super me not inspired at all. Like, I have questions I was gonna ask that, but I guess we're just gonna go with this one you're throwing at me. You know what, Alex, you got this.
Zach,
I'm gonna go get water. I'll be back.
Yeah, fuck your questions, Adrian. I'm in charge of this podcast.
What is your character on Half-Blood Happy Hour?
Thank you for asking, Alex. I appreciate it. My character is, my character is Jackson McCabe, a son of Hades, and of course, building a son of Hades, you know, the inspiration has to be in some part Nico D'Angelo, because how could it not be? Classic. But also at the same time, I was deep into watching Umbrella Academy when I was making this character, so I was also like, well, Klaus is my favorite. Well, like, I gotta obviously put Klaus in there. For sure. So I added a couple spicy backstory things to my story that I am unsure of if I can share based on what's been released on our end. Who knows? It's probably fine. It's probably fine. Anyways, yeah, it's... I don't know. It was actually a really interesting story when we were all making our characters... Well, first of all, three of the five of us went for Children of the Big Three, which, like, if that isn't main character syndrome, I don't know what is. That was definitely a move. But Gabby and I, we have this absolutely infuriating coincidence that keeps coming up where we have the exact same brain and we keep coming up with the same exact characters, but then we'll like take one aspect, exactly one aspect, and just flip it 180. And so we were building our characters. We both decided on, what are they, 17? Yeah, 17-year-old Children of Hades. And so now they're twins. That's where Andromeda comes in. And it was such a weird character creation session where we came in. We're like, okay, cool. So like, we already have all the details worked out. All we needed was like a birth date, which the winter solstice.
Obviously.
Let's go. Come on. Of course. Of course. And now it's canon in the narrative that all Children of Hades are born as twins. There are no singular Children of Hades, which I thought was a really fun little detail that I don't know if I could share. Anyways. Yeah. It's been definitely a journey. Jackson's a shithead. I realized I talked all about the creation and not the actual character. Jackson's a shithead. And I wanted to play him as more goofy comic relief, but then I was forcibly soberized, like 8 episodes in. And so now I'm on a very different journey than I thought I would be on. I should be clear, Jackson is or was or is a drunk monk, Way of the Drunken Master. So that's been really fun to play. We'll also be in like, if I have another drink, everyone will kill me. And it will be really justified, honestly. Yeah. So that's definitely been something interesting to navigate. But yeah, it's weirdly enough, he's exactly the opposite of what I had in mind for him. Because now they're like every interaction he has with another PC is so emotionally charged, just in some way that there's rarely ever a goofy one-off of like, oh, hey, joke, end scene. No, it's like, joke, I'm gonna ruin or change your life, end scene. And I swear there will be a good payoff someday. There has to be.
I feel like I struggle with that too in my other campaign. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of the time I'm trying to be on the background and I'm not trying to take the attention away from anybody else. And I really want to give other players the space.
Absolutely.
And then something happens and I'm the person we've got to have some shit happen to. And like, I have the emotional conversation and I'm like, no. Just like, let me be grumpy over here. And you guys go play.
Exactly.
And stop looking at me. But I understand. I understand why. I hate it. For sure.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Absolutely. No, there's been several really, really emotionally charged scenes that straight up the moment after they're done, Gabby or someone will text me and be like, hey, just so you know, in real life, I love you and I think you're great. And it's, yeah. But it's, yeah, I just want to sit back for just a couple episodes. And the thing is, I guess for Half-Blood Happy Hour, too, it's not like there isn't other drama going on.
Right, they're teenagers.
It's just like, Yeah, absolutely. Everything is drama. Yeah, but like, Jackson's is definitely less high school drama and more like life-altering, horrible decisions drama. Which is, I guess it's fine, you know, get those mistakes out of the way early. But actually, no, I got a question for the both of yous. If you were to be inserted into this narrative, Adrian, I know that perhaps you might be inserted into a narrative someday. Who knows? Who's to say? Not me. Who would be your godly parent? What kind of character would you play? Or would you want to play in this world?
See, when I was first kind of thought about it, I thought I was like, I was just stuck to the Greek gods, Roman gods, and then somebody said, oh, my lineage is to Loki, and I'm like, oh, we're just opening this up. We're just like really opening this up. So I was torn between Demeter or I think it's called Hecate, something like that. God of lies.
Your guess is as good as mine.
You're correct.
Is it really? Wow. Hecate? Fascinating. Yeah.
There's always, you know, there's always different, like, arguments about justification because we're talking about a language that in modern day we don't speak. So, but for sure. I've always heard it Hecate. I've always heard it. Or Hecate.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Yes.
That is such a relief. Just going forward this campaign now, I'm not going to like, every time I hear it, that's going to be the default for me now.
Nice.
You can breathe.
I can breathe easy.
So those were my two godly parents. Because like, back when I was in college, I took a class. I failed it the first time because I missed one of the tests. And he was like, yeah, you miss, you fail. That's it.
Oh, that sucks.
And, but second time around, pretty good. Pretty decent teacher. Not a total shithead. Because this guy was like, like super serious. Like, I know it's important to learn the information, but man, you're grilling me like, I'm going to remember half of this. Like, this is for my major. No, this is just for fun and to like, I know gods. And then just like, no, but did you really? Anyways, on my second round, we had a conversation that this professor was like, Demeter is more powerful than Zeus. And then here's why. Due to Zeus never interacting directly when he usually does interact directly with people. When he has problems. And so that was one of her, I think like two or three big arguments for it. And I was just like, this is cool. And I think that a lot of people, not in the literary world where it's like 50-50 shit on Zeus, 50 like Zeus is God, like the main God, you know? So,
yeah.
But yeah, I brought that conversation to dude bros, and they're like, no way. And then I'm like, but like this,
of course.
I just get into confrontation with people like that. So Demeter.
Yeah. No, that's fascinating. I think that's so interesting too, is like Rick Riordan did a lot of great stuff for mythology, but also I feel like in the way that it was simplified is I feel like a lot of people take now what he has said about mythology as like demonstrable fact. When it's definitely fiction, and there's like, you know, truthful elements in it, but it's, yeah, like the Greek gods as they were worshipped in their time are not, it's not the ones that you read about in the Percy Jackson books.
No.
And I feel like people don't necessarily.
No, I remember I was in theater in the elementary and, well, middle and high school, and I remember getting the like basic beginning of, but like my theater teacher was just young enough, and I like could see that now that she was just young enough to be like, there's more happening, but we're not going to talk about it here. So of course, being the kid I was, went home and went, yes, let me read all of this. Oh, a golden shower means something different than glitter coming down from the sky.
The least subtle euphemism ever. Yeah, it's, oh my god, it's wild. I remember checking out, I probably had Odair's book of Greek myths, the big picture one, checked out of the library, I don't know, 90% of my time in elementary school. It's just, it's so much more nuanced and fascinating. Just how deep the rabbit hole is behind the surface level that you get in Rick Riordan's mythological.
I think there needs sort of to be world. An alarm set in any library, right? I think there needs to be like an automatic pop up when you enter the library, and then like all of the other books, like the little, you pop in and then like that little door pops open that you can go in and has all of the other mythology. Because if Greek mythology yep. is not a gateway drug to either being a witch,
oh my God.
Or to believing in something other than Jesus Christ superstar, it would have been much easier just to have like that, oh, you've checked out this book 16 times in the last 2 months. Here is your next step. Like, here's your little cauldron. Here's your little book of Norse mythology. Here's your Hindu gods, like everything.
I can't believe you fucking called me out with witches here. I'm going to go grab something that I straight up started reading last night and picked up the other day.
Oh. Zach is traipsing through his bedroom.
You'll note I knew exactly where it was. I was at Target the other day and I was like, this looks interesting. The Book of Spells, the magic of witchcraft. And I read like 50 pages of it last night. How dare you fucking call me?
You say Target?
Yeah. Can you believe they're selling witchcraft?
I'm surprised. I'm surprised we haven't seen like an exodus of people like, how can they be selling this?
That's not even the first book on witchcraft and the occult that I got at Target. There's another one sitting right next to it that I didn't grab. It goes over all of the occult. That's like just a 10,000 foot view of a lot of different stuff, but it's demonology, numerology, all of the ologies. The
angel number God stuff.
David Alex, I can't believe you have crucified
Listen,
me like this.
If it was a crucifixion, I am right next to you. Yeah. Also, if you are a baby witch now listening to this, dear listener, please do not get a welcome mat. I strongly suggest you do not do that. If it says welcome to our home, do not, because you are welcoming anything into your home, and people, including real people that you may not like, they're just going to feel like they can be there. So if it's not if it's not people, it may be other things, but I'm not stepping into your practice. I'm just giving you a nice friendly reminder that not everybody is welcome, but if you tell them they're welcome, they will be welcomed.
True. Can't be having
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely not.
Definitely not. Oh my God, that reminds me of like my mother is a terminal white woman and she buys that was the weirdest way
nope,
I could have said that.
That actually made sense.
But no, she buys like yeah, so you know, like she lives at like Marshall's and Home Goods and she buys all of the wooden signs with the bullshit on it. And we literally have a welcome mat or no, a wooden sign next to the welcome mat that she keeps upstairs. That is like, it's like a friends welcome anytime, relatives by appointment only. And you just made me think of that. And there, no, I literally counted. I think I have a really old TikTok of it. There's at least 30 of those just around our house everywhere. It's crazy. It's absolute insanity. And it's just wild that they mostly all center around like, I'm addicted to wine and I hate my family. Like, that's every wooden sign.
Yes, yes. My favorite end of the year tradition is to see all of the, you know, detox, 30 days, no wine that tends to come around the new year. Because I just want to be like, here is your addiction. You could talk about it. You could say, maybe you have a problem.
Absolutely. It's so wild. Boomers, like, can't, not only can they can't go to therapy. They never could. That would literally kill them. But they can't even acknowledge it. But they are so desperately in need of it. There was a woman. My mother works out religiously at this gym down the road. It's too much. She needs to do it less. I just... It's insane. But anyway, there was a lady there who was like, hey, I got a puppy recently, but I have to go out of town for a couple days. Could you watch the puppy? And we were like, hell yeah, of course. Let's do it. So we watched this puppy. Her name was Lucy. She was a little Cavalier King Charles, most adorable thing. This woman comes to pick the dog up. She sat in our living room. And I want to be clear, like, her and my mom are acquaintances. Like, if that's that level of familiarity. This woman sat in our living room for 2 hours and trauma dumped about her entire life unprompted. I cannot believe it. No, she was straight up like, yeah, we lived in Alaska for a while and my aunt was driving a tractor and then it fell down a hill and her head popped like a watermelon. That's a real thing she told us at like 3 in the afternoon and then followed it up with, but they have really good salmon in Alaska. I'll be sure to bring you some. What the? I would pay any amount of money to see like a CAT scan of just her brain. What is happening in there?
Okay, so like... I have two things to unpack. One, leave your mom's workout addiction alone because that's how they got through that generation in between of I'm a stay-at-home mom and I got lots of the good drugs and it's okay for me to take the good drugs, and then to what we have now where everyone's going crazy at home and not realizing that the 1950s were great because women had drugs and were, you know, There's cocaine in the Coca-Cola, y'all. There was...
right?
That's why we were...
What I would give to be an old-timey doctor. Oh, my God.
Doctor. There's on a side note, we found a antique mall thing that had, like, prescription papers and, like, in frames and stuff. And we were like, oh!
That is rad as hell.
You're about to tell me you found a snake oil salesman.
Oh my God. Listen, it's not hard.
Now, old timey doctors go hard as shit, Adrian. Where they're like, okay, cool. Cocaine, absinthe,
fucking hallucinogens.
We're just going to throw all this shit in a bottle. Yeah. We're just going to throw shit together. And like, if you don't die, you'll probably feel
mercury.
Better.
Mercury.
Crazy. Yeah. Vapors. Insanity. Anyways, I'm sorry. What was your point?
That's how your mom struggled and got through shit. So, yes. That one is just leave that one alone. That's a generational thing that nobody is cute enough to fit in any sort of pants, and then they're like putting pliers to their jeans to like get them on. I'm sure your mom's absolutely gorgeous and wonderful, and I'm sorry that she goes through that. To the trauma fucking dumping, I don't understand anymore. Now that I guess I'm healed enough, the trauma dumping is wild with the older generation of just, this is the shit that happened to me. And like, it's normal for everybody. But this is all the same. Like, here's the same people that let like under 18 year olds watch like 9/11 happen at not really thinking about what was going to happen to the generation of kids that talked about it or looked at it and watched it happen when they were not developmentally ready to talk about it.
For sure.
And then letting the teachers deal with it the next day.
Yeah, it's. Unbelievable. A quick tangent. I recently, before this new job that I'm in now started, I had a couple weeks, and so I went to New York. And I have to say, there was no weirder feeling than flying into New York on September 11th. The vibes are all wrong. Super wrong. Don't do it. Bad idea. Definitely felt way too nervous looking out the window coming into the city, and I'm like, those towers better not get any closer. I'm afraid. Yeah, that was... we went to the... I'd been to the memorial before, but I was there with my parents. They hadn't seen it. So we went on the 12th, and yeah, shit's wild. Shit's sad. I think at least the memorial is way more tasteful than showing the events that happened on air every year to inflict trauma on a new generation. Like, I think that they had more tact this time around, but still. Oh, my God. Also, side note, there was actually something really cool. There was this pear tree in the middle that was called, like, the survivor's tree, that it somehow was still alive after the attack. Horribly damaged. So they brought it to, like, an arborist or, like, a tree nursery up in the Bronx. And they took care of it for years and restored it and then replanted it back where it had been originally. which was, I thought, really, really cool.
Humans are really weird. Yeah, like, that's one of the human things that I'm like, that's... For sure. Humans are strange.
Absolutely.
I have met two people in the last couple of weeks that did not believe 9/11 actually happened. The conspiracy is that there was dynamite in the towers, and then they set off the dynamite and just killed all those people.
So wild you mention that, because I think I absolutely met those people with megaphones in Times Square that day, telling everyone about it. And I'm really surprised no one came up and, like, started fighting them. Oh, they also, they had a very, as I think a lot of them do oftentimes, a very anti-Semitic tangent that was obviously not okay. And it's, yeah, not good.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about 9/11 more?
We should just keep going. We should. This should be the 9/11 episode. That's the whole episode. Yeah.
This coming out perfect, on Christmas. Actually,
that's my brand right here. Oh my god. Well, hey, come on, Adrian. What's the tagline? Never forget. If you did it in September, everyone would be expecting it.
No. I'm just saying. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
We had somewhere.
It's fine. It's fine. I've always wanted to just get canceled. It's cool.
Canceled. We're just talking about our experiences, Mesh. We're not having any hot takes yet.
No, I don't think.
Oh, you want a hot take? I can get you a fucking hot take.
What's the hot take right now, Zach? Go. Let's go.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. You put me on the spot.
What else were we going to do?
No, sorry. I'm furiously looking around my room for anything to like you know when like you need a name for someone, you're like, oh shit, book, lamp, table. Fuck.
Have a hot take. I have a hot take, and I don't think it's hot. I think it is exactly where it fucking needs to be. Mm-hmm. I just need BuzzFeed to go the fuck away now.
How is it still around? This is a desiccated zombie of a corporation.
So, I'm surprised when people like news people are like, BuzzFeed reported. I'm like, why though? But why? Can you? Is there anybody? There's definitely other people there.
Who was asking?
So I just had a whole conversation and with my spouse at this point. Michael. So and the whole time as of time of recording. I'm sure this will be very old news by the time Christmas comes around and we actually like are done with talking about it. Hopefully, maybe. But the Try Guys and Ned, who supposedly loved his wife, that we can all agree that that's like the epitome of like sexual harassment, right? Like hiring somebody and then
Sure. Yeah, there you can't have true consent in that situation where there's such a power imbalance. Doesn't exist. It's weird and wrong, and also the way that he phrased it was bad. Definitely, like, a lawyer was like, you have to say these words for the lawsuit that's coming your way. Like, oh, dude.
And, like, that affects that affects so much. Like, thinking about all of that right now, you've affected the full-time jobs of, like, more than just yourself. And they're gonna, they've got the partnerships, right, with NBC, I don't know who else. I don't know if it's NBC. I could be completely wrong. That's so disrespectful. Like, I don't know. That's not how I would run my life, but I'm also not a white dude, so.
Just like the bar was like on the floor. It was like, hey, Ned, like, all you gotta do is like not cheat on your wife. Like, that's just like a big rule that you should follow in your life. And he fucking tripped over it. He fucking limboed under the bar. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
God damn. I know, like, 50% of what's going on.
I hate you, Adrian. Yeah, to be clear, Adrian.
Also, I've actually never watched a single piece of media the Try Guys has ever produced in my whole life. I've just been really keyed into the drama on Twitter. Drama. And that's my only experience with it. It's just been a wild week, like the wild last two weeks on the internet with like Twitch and their shit of like, cool, everyone's getting a pay cut and fuck you. and then yeah, a bunch of other sexual shit allegations, that I
banning of gambling, right. Scamming $300,000 right, yep. from other viewers.
That one was and wild. Streamers.
Someone having sex online on Twitch and getting banned for 7 days, while somebody threatened a friend and got banned for 30 days. Like threatened a friend, like
I'm gonna beat you up. The threat was like I'm gonna beat you up. And he was at TwitchCon, which like.
Sorry, I'm keyed in on that stuff, the Twitch stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's great. No, you're keyed in on Twitch. Alex is keyed in on the Try Guys, and I'm just here for spice.
The other thing, that has happened this week is that I don't think it affects anybody, but it's just funny. The Attorney General of Texas fled his home while trying to be given a subpoena. So a man who should know the law, absolutely is an authority figure, has just tried to outrun the law and getting served a subpoena.
God damn.
And he said, he's like, a man threatening came up to me, and I'm like, and I could have hurt him. But apparently he had jumped into his car and his wife or friend or something had pre-opened one side of the car door, came around, turned it on, and he leapt from the building into the car.
Left from his home. Jesus,
His home.
Oh my god, that's the lamest action movie sequence ever. Oh, I can't stand it. Fuck that. It's, I don't know. Also, fun fact, it's on that same sort of note politically, that's my parents are unsurprisingly conservative, and so it's super fun to live in a house with them where if I'm just like sitting in the living room watching the evening news, every commercial is a political ad right now, and I can't handle it with my dad, who is so opinionated, sitting right there. And I just, and of course the I assume we're all varying degrees of on the left here.
Yes.
I mean, if you go all the way to the right, then eventually you come back to the left, right? Is that...
It's true. That is like a whole thing, though, like where like the right wing keeps accidentally proposing like socialism and not realizing it, which I find so fucking funny. But yeah, it's... I've had enough political ads. The Republicans are back on their bullshit. I live in Minnesota, and the one guy running for governor here on the GOP side, should be clear, the political party, not the super rad, awesome, fun podcast. He's like a doctor, but he's also been disavowed by the Premier Medical Board of Minnesota as like, this guy's a bad doctor, but he keeps coming on and being like, I'm actually a good doctor. That's wild.
That usually fixes everything.
He literally has one where he's holding his infant grandson and going, I know I made abortion the premier part of my platform, but that's not on the ballot right now. It's a very specific choice of words. And he's just holding his infant grandson and talking about abortion and being like, well, I wouldn't abort this baby. And it's crazy. Anyway, so then my dad sitting right next to me is like, yeah, that's a valid point. Anyways, what have we've covered 9/11. We've covered partisan politics. Okay, what's next?
Do you want to talk about Iran?
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. All right. We've really stepped in.
This is not it's Dungeon Degrees / the GOP. Where we just talk about politics. Oh, well, no, it's not GOP. Gross out, it's more gross.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least the Gross Observations podcast is like has more than one joke and is actually entertaining.
Which go check out if you're into that.
Yeah, it's great. Everyone listening, you'd probably love it. We talk about, I don't know if we've done a poop episode yet, but we're planning on it. I don't know, we have stuff about incest. We have a different episode that's also about incest, but with royalty. I swear, we don't try to go too hard on the incest. It just keeps happening.
Just like it's incest.
Like that's the bedrock.
Just like incest.
Exactly. It's the bedrock. It's the foundation that grossness is built off of. If you take any topic and parse it down to its base grossness, it probably has to do with incest. So we're finding out. Oh, we have one about like what Muppets we would fuck.
What Muppet would you fuck?
That's a good
Zach.
One. I stand by that episode. That's a really good question. I'm glad you asked. So I know, like a pretty standard one is like Elmo, but hear me out. I would fuck Elmo once. I would like okay, no, and I want to be clear. I should have explained myself first. Not Elmo as he currently is. We're talking like Elmo and I are both in college at the same time, and like we meet at a party. And then we lock eyes and I'm kind of like, okay, like this is going somewhere. Might as well like see this situation through. This is pretty cool. And then we fuck. Obviously Elmo is a bottom. I feel like that's just extremely apparent. So then we fuck. And then I wake up the next morning and I'm like, okay, cool. I'll see you when I see you. And then we never talk again, but we still like are kind of in the same social circles. And it's just kind of like a thing until we graduate.
How you doing, Alex?
I hate it here.
Wait, that didn't make you want to stay longer?
I so regret everything I have asked up until this point in my life. No.
I'm just saying. I mean, okay, fine. Let's flip the script, Alex. What Muppet would you
Big find? Bird, obviously.
Those are big words. What the hell? You had an answer.
You have a scenario in your head, and I need to hear it now, because that was way too enthusiastic for nothing else to be there.
I'm going to out myself with one of my things in a partner. But the only thing I need my partner to be able to do is pick me up and throw me around. And I don't care what your gender is. I don't care what your species is anymore. But I really feel like Big Bird is the only one that could do that. Close second would be the count. But I'm afraid we would just start counting everything together.
Oh, no. Right? No. The count, every time he thrusts, he would count.
One, I think I would two, really like three. That, though. No.
I'm oh, done. My God. No.
I count.
What? I can't.
I have that part in your brain that counts everything, and so I count everything. I'm done. I quit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That was, I hate myself.
Holy shit. I cannot. I can't believe we found a match for the count. Adrian. You have to answer oh, now. Fuck.
Zoe.
I have an answer for you. Well,
is it animal?
Rosalita.
Both great. I was gonna go with Oscar the Grouch. I just feel like you give off a similar energy, and it would just be really complimentary.
You know, from what I've experienced in my relationships, like similarities. It's not all about that, because it's usually, like, very, like, opinionated, aggressive women so far.
I hate it here.
So, Miss Piggy?
See, but...
It's too much. Grover?
But that's too much.
Why was that also in my head, though?
Oh, my God.
Man, okay, so now I can call back to, we talked about this years ago, about a TTRPG, a Muppet TTRPG.
You fuck them in the game?
You play as a Muppet.
Okay, but can you fuck?
I mean, you can fuck in TTRPGs, but usually not in my game.
Yeah, okay, but like, there's like a difference though between like you can and it fades to black, or like you can and you have to roll for damage. Like those are two different TTRPGs.
I don't play those TTRPGs. It makes me uncomfy. I played Thirsty Sword Lesbians, and it was me just being red.
That's true.
The whole time, just like, and you got it. You're hot stuff or whatever.
Oh my God! Is there a subgenre of like sex, like real sexy RP? I would assume so, right? But has somebody made rules?
There has to be.
I don't want to Google this. Look, I'm gonna put that out there. I don't want to actually know.
No, actually,
but like I want to know.
Several months ago, I was in a similar conversation, and I have a lot of my D&D characters have very that I create have very stupid names or gimmicks attached to them, as I think a lot of people do. And this character was Richard Wang, and he was an evocation wizard who only casted spells out of his monster cock. That was it. So he had like web, like rope trick, you know, those kinds of spells. And it was horrible. It's the worst character I think I've ever played. but long story short, I had to do a lot of research on penis length to girth ratio, what that would look like, how much blood it would take. I got really into it. And also I found a whole sheet of like I'm sorry, what was
research.
That?
With the air quotes, it was research. Oh no, I had to look at research.
Okay, yeah, this is just me explaining my internet history to
your
whatever
porn addiction.
Poor unfortunate soul uses my computer. I swear, I was just in it for the math.
Like it was scientific. No, it was scientific.
No, but Richard Wang is a half orc because I found a whole sheet of like someone's personal mock-up on their website of like how big or what dice you would roll for how many inches a D&D race's dick would be like, and so I don't know, Richard Wang had probably like a 15 inch cock, I don't remember, but yeah, long story short, I don't think anyone from that one shot talked to me for like a solid week.
Didn't
afterwards
I play that one? Was that the commoner one?
Yeah, that's where you were a commoner. Yep. I thought it was great.
Gabby was having a fit. Like, I don't want to be
Gabby
here anymore.
Gabby was having it not at all. It was, yeah, I might have gone a little too far with that one. But hey, if anyone ever needs a plus one for a one-shot or a campaign, Richard Wang is in the wings. He's waiting. He'll waddle out any day.
So great.
The dead silence after that really just gives me a good gauge of how well I'm doing on this podcast right now.
I'm just watching Alex rock herself back and forth in laughter, unable to speak. Like, she was exhausted from her day, and now she's mentally exhausted from being on this podcast.
So this is like what you normally talk about on Dungeons and Degrees, right?
You know what? You did research.
This is a scintillating conversation.
You need to research it.
That's fair.
We checked off the degrees part at the very end. You did research.
Wait, shit, we haven't talked about Dungeons.
No. Fuck. Oh my god.
Hear me out. I hear the Germans are very into dungeon porn. if my understanding of the first round of Cards Against Humanity cards are correct, that is one of them. German dungeon porn, I think. I don't know.
Oh my god.
It's fine. That's my understanding of dungeons. We all gotta say anymore.
I have a character for Half-Blood Happy Hour that I created because we played together, and I'm obsessed with her, and I just want to play her again, and that's how I'm going to loop this all the way back.
Yes.
So Adrian can edit out the last 45 minutes of conversation, because I don't know just what happened, or it's just got a rating.
Do you know what's usable? Like, I'll put it all out there. What do you think is usable?
It's fine. I don't, what is, what's going to happen?
We need to redo this.
I don't know. It's fine. Is it fine? It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, God.
It's fine.
It's probably fine.
Yeah.
We're small. I mean, if anything, it's going to come back in 15 years, and then we're going to have to apologize, and that's fine.
Apologize for what? I chose Animal as my I'd fuck a Muppet.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even open anything up to that side of the Muppets. Oh. Okay, well.
Right? Like, there's two distinct
sides. There is
sides.
Two sides. Yeah. There's the Sesame Street. And
I mean,
then
it's fine.
Sweetums, obviously. Like, duh. If you're going to open it up to that side of the Muppets, Sweetums.
Mm. Solid. Solid. I got to say, all of your guys' picks were definitely better than one of my co-hosts, Jaden, who went right for the rats. They just want to bang the rats. That's it. Yolanda was the main one, and then Rizzo.
I would like to go on a date it's with fine. Pepe. Like, I would like to go out.
Honestly, yes. For sure. You know, no, you know what? I'll keep that one to myself. I've said enough. I don't need to be dropping any more bombs on this podcast. It's fine.
I want to know.
We got to be on your podcast and talk about something at this point.
Yeah, you guys got to come on. Absolutely. It would be a blast. And the nice thing is, on the GOP, we usually let the guests bring their topic with them. We're never going to force you to talk about a topic you don't want to. So the ball is in your court.
You hear that, Alex?
I want zero balls in my court right now. Zero balls in my court. Zero.
I'll talk to you about a subject later. We'll bring it to the table.
Great. I guarantee you we'll go for it. I don't know when, because not to dox Jaden, but they might be in the path of a hurricane right now.
Rock you like a hurricane.
It's fine. They could be anywhere.
It's fine. Maybe we don't sing that. I think yeah. I would. I think if I was in the path of a hurricane, that's all. That would be. It'd be like a 12-hour loop.
Absolutely. My God, I just saw a video earlier of two people swimming in the ocean. It was a live stream.
Florida, man.
While the hurricane was hitting.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Also, they were under a pier. And, like, they have to be dead now.
Obviously.
I don't want to be mean, but yeah, they're dead. That's, oh my God.
It's Florida. I'm going to throw that out there. It's still Florida.
That's true. It is. I mean, yeah, Florida's just a wild place. I don't get it. I'll just dox myself a bit. I live in Minnesota. You probably could have guessed that if the political part got kept in, but like,
if that's the part that got cut out.
I don't understand why, like, the ultimate. Yeah, out of everything, right? That was the part that crossed the line. No, that's like the final form of any Minnesotan is they just move to Florida, and I don't get it. What? Why? There's a million, not to shit on Florida too hard, but there's a million other better places to go, practically anywhere else. I don't know.
Texas kind of. I like that, you know, the cost of living's nice, but like, there's some big old shitheads here.
For sure. I will say, though, Texas is a close number two for very similar people for Minnesota. Like, it's like literally, I know at least two different family friends who spend half the year in Texas.
It's nice.
Oh, seems like a strange vibe, but yeah. I'm just debating if I want to drop any more bombshells on this podcast.
I mean, if all else fails, then you just, I guess, have to come back.
It's good. I was totally prepared to talk about my worst dentist experience on a podcast about TTRPGs, but that didn't happen, so it's fine.
To be honest, under the realm of possibilities, we somehow missed that.
I can't believe we didn't get into dentistry. That's shocking to me. It's fine. I went in once and I had 15 cavities and needed a root canal. No, it's fine. It's fine. We'll save those. Fuck it. How fast can I tell this?
No.
Where can they find you? We're not even gonna ask for any more questions unless Alex has one.
Nothing that I will record.
Damn it, Adrian. I was dropping whole loaves for you.
Nothing you will record on this podcast.
No, we can go and go on a hangout in our Discord and we're done.
I'm gonna come back and tell the raddest fucking dentist story you've ever heard in your life. Get ready.
Hey, listener, if you have any other dentist stories, please just submit them. We'll be listening to them all on our dentist episode of Dentist Degrees with no dentist experience or person that went to dentistry school.
It's fine. I know the people have been clamoring for this episode. They've been at the gates screaming, talk about dentistry. And I am here to say, I hear you. I understand. I bring with me the will of the people. Anyways, you can find me on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at Grippers for God. That's I was waiting. It's the perfect, it's just the perfect bomb. It's just a landmine in a conversation. Actually, really quick, sorry, not to give you another story, but just a quick tangent. When I was in New York, after we saw Beetlejuice, we went to a local bar in the theater district, the Rum House. Great stuff. If you're in New York, you should go there. But we met this guy. He was in his 40s, but he looked younger. Definitely a twink or a switch. I couldn't tell. And he was absolutely hitting on me in front of my parents, who, fun fact, don't know I'm bisexual. So that's fun. And it's fine. It's fine. They won't listen to this podcast. I guarantee it. Anyways, yeah.
I'm gonna send a USB.
At the end, he was like,
"Why? It's fucked."
Yeah. Skip the beginning, but get to the end.
This is wild.
I would never out you. So just for the record.
For sure. But then, so anyways, at the end of the evening, as we were leaving, he was like, "Hey, do you have Instagram?" And you can see where this is going. I have a normal person Instagram too, but I was like, I can't put it on there. My family knows about that account. So I had to look him dead in the eyes, open up my phone, and navigate to my account, in which not only is the username Grippers for God, it's a picture, it's a cropped picture of a Rule 34 art of Mr. Incredible's boss, is the profile picture. And I looked him dead in the eyes and went, "This is me." And he looked at me, and he looked at it, and he didn't understand, and I quickly snatched my phone back and went, "What's your username?" And I added him that way, and he liked one of my pictures the next day, and I think about that a lot now. So anyways, you can find me on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at Grippers for God. That's at GRIPPERSFORGOD. Spelling was good in that case, right? Yes. Yeah, I make stupid, goofy videos, and I play TTRPGs, and I am on two podcasts, the Half-Blood Happy Hour, where I play Jackson McCabe, and everything is super fun, and there's no conflicts ever, and the Gross Observations podcast, where me and two co-hosts, my friends Lucy and Jaden, talk about gross stuff, sometimes with guests, and you should definitely listen to it, and leave us reviews if you can, because we desperately need those. Thank you. The life of a podcaster.
Thank you, dear listener, for joining us for another episode of relatively a Dungeons and Degree Dragon adventure. If you are not completely grossed out and would love to continue to join us on maybe less chaotic episodes, please feel free to like and share and subscribe on all of our social medias. You can also do us a big old favor by giving us 5 stars on any platform in which you listen to this podcast. That definitely helps us out, get out to more people. Although, once again, this is maybe not the episode to show them first, please. Or it is, and that's your cup of tea. And then I got questions that follow up. So if this is your first episode, just like, you can
put in the comments,
my DMs are open
for God, so you know that this is the episode you 5-starred us and reviewed us on, okay?
Thank
Please.
You.
Please. I'm an analyst for a living. I want to see that traction. I'm begging.
If you are okay with whatever we're producing and putting on the internet, that definitely won't affect our careers or our life post anybody else finding it other than our closest friends and family. You can also join us on our Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonsndegrees. The dungeon has an S and then the and part is an N, like the letter N, as in no, as in never again. Maybe try again sometime. Our benefits include ad-free episodes, possibly parts of cursed episodes, things like one-shots and pencils and stickers, and we are trying our best, but that definitely helps us support our fun hobby here. If none of those things works out. I don't know why you got to this part of the episode. But go follow Zach at Grippers for God, because, you know, at least do something good for yourself.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. My name's Adrian.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Zach, and I will be back.
Go have some fun.